testing.
I thought you were doing it because you. Hi! I thought you were doing it because you love me.
Hello.
I was trying to be like romantic.
I don't like that. No, I'm just kidding. No, you're just hot. I was talking. You know.
Okay.
I got food in my mouth. Nom, nom. I'm eating popcorn still.
We were discussing the world last
night. I'm hungry. Why would you say that?
We were discussing the world last night.
And fucking, I was just kissing.
I mean, he's thick as fuck, guys.
What?
What?
You said the world, right?
Oh!
Jesus
the fucking Christ.
The world is pretty fucking. I bet the world is hung.
No, just keep talking.
Okay.
But obviously, we were exploring the world, and I was kissing her all over, and then I'm trying to tell her about it. I'm like, yeah, I was just trying to be a romantic, and she goes, so you didn't love me last night?
wait, we're talking about fucking. Wait, what happened?
Okay. So Wade was trying to be, like, all romantic and stuff, and he was, like, kissing me all over. He's like, I'm doing it to be romantic. I'm like, you're doing it. You're not doing it because you love me. You're only trying to be romantic.
I just fucking like begged begged B to talk of the world with me, and this motherfucker was like, "Let's go podcast, babe."
Oh my god,
I'm so fucking pissed off right now,
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not that stupid guy. But anyway, I can help you find it. Hold on. Hi, everybody. We're waiting for... Are we waiting for B?
Yeah, we're waiting for that stupid fucking whore.
Aw, don't call her that.
Fucking
she's
slut.
She's dumb. Fucking hate that. I fucking hate that whore. Fucking bitch. Wait, no. Don't say that whenever she comes on. Don't say that whenever she comes on. She'll get turned on. Don't say it.
Oh, I felt that. Okay. We're already TMI.
Shit.
Uh-oh. Oh no.
Yes.
I mean, we might have to do a part two. I'm sending another link just in case. Try one more time.
I just
God, I love fruit gushers.
I just texted how much I love her and you didn't even look at it.
Fucking okay.
Right. Be right back.
Hello?
Fuck you.
I heard screaming.
Cause Wade shitted.
He shitted and farted?
Fucking
farted. Hello.
Oh god, hi. Now, Wade fucking shitted as soon as we got on.
What an opening. What an
Welcome
opening.
Back. Fucking up, everybody. So,
hi. Just hey saying, I think this intro is better solely because of the. I walked in and I hear someone say shitted.
That way fucking shitted.
It's gonna be the shitted and farted stream today.
Wait, guys. Oh. Should we introduce ourselves? Goodness, Brando. Should we introduce ourselves?
Yes, okay.
Hey, guys. It's Emmy. Welcome back to the Cabin Fever podcast. Welcome back, Cabin Friends. Hello.
We should start calling it the Shitted and Farted Show.
The Shitted and Farted.
I shitted and farted.
The
Shitted and Farted
Cabin. The Doo Doo Cabin.
Doo Doo Fart.
Pee pee poo poo. Pee pee shit fart.
That's good lord.
Why the fuck Brand will be over there in his corner with the fucking cushion?
you have never been laughing. You laugh like
quackhead time. Quackhead
Shut
time.
The fuck up.
Okay.
Wait, are we introducing ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's next?
Hello.
I'm Bia.
Please stop. Please.
B hates it whenever I do my Ariana Young.
No, how much I hate it. Please stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Pop it. Pop it. Pop it.
Pop it. Pop it. Pop it. Pop it.
My name's B, and I fucking hate it when Judah does his Ariana Grande. Yeah, and if he does it one more fucking time, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Oh no! Please don't leave me.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. Whoever the fuck just did it, that wasn't me. Please don't frame me.
Hi, guys. I'm Judah. I'm Judah.
Stop making fun of me.
Yeah.
Was it breakfast at Tiffany's and Baz's or something?
It's Wade's turn because I said so.
He said Wade. He said it's Wade.
I said hi, it's Wade, and I'm here breaking quarantine with Emily.
Listen, I know we're not supposed to, but we've been in a barn by ourselves.
They want fuck.
No, XXX is a shitty porn site. I don't know any bitches but you who use XXX. Ew, this layout is so bad.
Look, I've never even heard
Pornhub
of it before,
is way
so that
better.
Must say something.
Period.
Pornhub is now, way better.
If you want some freak shit,
okay,
go to
okay.
X-Videos. If you want some freak shit, go to X-Videos.
Like, low key, I don't really do porn, but audio porn's way better, in my opinion.
Oh, I felt that.
Just because.
Right there.
Just because.
The
imagination.
E.
Sorry. Oh, wait, Brando, did you introduce yourself?
Not yet, but I have something to add on, but I will DM you about that.
Okay.
Cause,
wait, DM who?
Whoever said stuff about audio.
Me. That was me.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, because I have this one NSFW JoJo channel that has, like, NSFW audios of the VAs.
Wait, hang on.
Stop it.
It's like, all of a sudden, it just started raining really fucking hard, and light flashed through my blinds.
Oh, Jesus.
In a split second, and the last time that it started raining this hard, the fucking house shook. Oh, Jesus.
Yay! We're gonna die in quarantine!
Hell yeah.
Oh, can I say something, though? I know that this is, like, not really related to anything, but I started freaking out over it.
Yeah.
So there's this dude that I first followed him on TikTok, and I recently found his Instagram, and I've looked up to him, like, a lot, because, like, of his fashion and his style and stuff, and I like his, like, fashion choices, and he liked one of my posts today. And I got so excited and I started screaming. I was like talking to B normally, and then I just go, No way. Oh shit, the fucking light just flashed again. But I got oh god, that's thunder. I got really fucking excited, and I know I'm talking really fast, but I got like super fucking excited because I've looked up to this dude for a while, and I was like,
so excited.
He liked one of my boots.
Who was it?
It's, okay. Let me send it to, Brando and Emmy. And then I'll send it to him to, did I send?
Oh! Neat. Oh, speaking of which, I'll share that, YouTube channel with you.
Thank you.
They have Diavolo, Dopio, Kakyoin. They had a couple others.
That's a really, really good one.
He's a literal. He's an INFP like me.
Me too. That's right. That was the first thing I noticed. Was that? That was like me too.
He dresses like Lestat. Yeah, that's because his whole fashion style is based off of this one character, Lestat, and it made me really excited, and I got excited, and I'm really excited.
How do people, like, look that good?
Loki looks like a girl in some of the
Bitch! Shut the fuck! It's called being ethereal.
Fuck up, Jazzy. Shut the fuck up. Gothic, rock, cure-head, Quaker. Oh, he's a Quaker. So he's, like, he calls, like, I love Quakers, though, because they call each other friends.
What the fuck is
a
Quaker?
It's, like, a Christian, but, like, very, very less, and they call each other friends. Like, they're
Quaker Oats? They're literally all just that guy.
Yay.
Why are you playing the movie now?
Well, okay, so update. I made watch
Midsommar, and now we're gonna watch Hereditary tonight.
Yay!
No, I love Hereditary. Midsommar, that's one of my favorite movies.
Midsommar was way worse than Hereditary, in my opinion, just in like shock factor.
And then obviously I made her watch Jojo Rabbit, which is by
dude, far. Jojo Rabbit is so fucking good.
I need to watch.
Literally... Wait. You wanted me to. You wanted me to cosplay who with you?
Jojo.
Really?
Dude, pull up a picture of Jojo.
Okay. Why not have Wade cosplay him?
Jojo
Rabbit.
I know. Okay, just type in Jojo Rabbit. His name is like a.
Because Wade is like. He doesn't look like a child.
Thank you. Thank you.
Judah looks like a child more than Wade does.
I can know. It's just JoJo is a small, like a small 10-year-old boy, and Judah is a small boy. So
don't I mean, say that I'm like, 10.
I don't.
For legal reasons, don't say that I'm 10.
Like, literally, it wasn't a hair.
Yeah. No, I wasn't going to say you're 10. I was going to say you're a small boy. Like,
oh my God.
A small man.
Fucking straight people calling trans boys small beans. That just sent me.
No, that is not that trick of my fucking
no, you are literally small. I was
yeah,
not
I know.
You
thank you.
Bean.
Thank you so
that.
Much.
Small boy. Small, sweet trans boy.
Oh my God. You feminine. You femboy. Oh my God. You femboy. You sweet, small femboy. Like, bitch.
Oh my God! Did you guys see Applejack?
Fucking picture of Judah, real quick.
Huh?
No, I don't have any pictures
wait,
of Judah.
Okay, wait,
like, on hand.
You, I'll send you a photo of me, Wade. Hang on.
Why do you? Wait, you should edit his face onto JoJo's face. Okay, no, but for earlier today, Emily was like, she texted the group chat and she was like, "Hey, Judah, will you cosplay JoJo with me as Elsa?" And I was like, "What the fuck do those two have in common with each other?"
Yeah.
I was like, what are you guys
talking about? I was a bit confused at first. I was like,
No, I literally thought she was talking about, like, Elsa
from
Frozen, and then JoJo from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and I was like, what the fuck do those have in common with each other?
All right, wait, I'm sending you two photos
Emmy,
of me.
Did I tell you... Emmy,
wait,
did I tell you that I have Isabelle on my island now?
No, I do, too. I got my, I got the resident thingy today.
I did, too! I got mine today as well!
Oh,
I'm sorry, I'm so excited.
I sent you the photos of me that you wanted.
Me?
No, didn't Wade say, like, for
Wade.
Me to... Yeah.
Wade.
Oh,
So, I need a bunch of softwood, a bunch of hardwood, and I need iron nuggets.
See, thing is, Judah looks like Judah. Not like JoJo,
mm-hmm.
but...
Judah, but if he gets his hair with that, because I think he could... his hair like that.
I think he could do a really good
I have
JoJo.
A wig
really
like
if I'm honest, I didn't know that JoJo was a child. So that's why I was
Judah
like
Judah looks like I
mean, no, JoJo is like a 10-year-old boy.
God, I didn't know
Judah
that.
Like, I'm not comparing them by like look of age. I literally thought they had the same hair.
Yeah. No, since I don't have like blonde/dirty blondish hair right now. I have brown hair. I have a wig that I could just use for JoJo. Like, I have, like, my Steve Rogers wig. I can just use that for JoJo if you guys really want me to cosplay him. I know nothing about this dude, by the way.
Dude, the movie, You Would Die, it's so good.
I need to watch it.
It is, but it's also, like, so... Oh, just for context, JoJo is like, okay, so obviously like propaganda, but so his whole thing is like Hitler is his imaginary friend that tries to like hype him up for being a Nazi.
I remember seeing the trailer for this.
He was born in obviously Hitler's Reich, so he's been indoctrinated all his life to believe that like he's a Nazi, and so he's just a fanatic Nazi, like, but he's innocent. Not his own choice. He was brainwashed into doing that.
God. And it gets better as the movie goes on. Like, he's like, oh. And it gets better. It gets better.
I'm going to have to watch that tonight.
That's fucking funny.
I will watch
that.
That
is fucking hilarious.
It was funny.
Isn't Taika Waititi
also, there's
like...
There's a lot of sad parts. There's a lot
of
sad parts.
Oh, yeah, Taika Waititi has a movie.
He plays Hitler.
Taika Waititi plays Hitler?
Yeah.
A non-white person plays Hitler? Holy shit.
Tahiki Wahidi plays Hitler.
It's fucking hilarious.
He's not white. That's
like
fucking funny.
Little female version of what was it?
Huh? Oh, a little female version.
Oh my god.
Wait, hang on.
Holy shit.
Wait, will you guys really want me to cosplay this character? That makes me so happy that you guys just like looked at this character and were like, huh, Judah would make a good cosplay of this. That made me so
happy. Yeah, Judah would make a good tiny baby fucking Nazi.
Thank you. No, that genuinely makes me so fucking happy. I know I sound like really confused, but I've been like sitting here like smiling really big because you guys were like, hey, Judah, you gotta cosplay this character. You
need. Sorry, hello. I wanna. Oh my god. Yeah. I cannot believe that they made Taika Waititi.
Doesn't he direct it or something?
Yeah.
No, he plays Hitler. Well,
you can... Yeah, but doesn't he also direct it?
And plays Hitler.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny though. I cannot believe that they made someone who's not white play Hitler. That's fucking phenomenal.
Dude,
I love it.
No, the dude who played Hitler did it by his own accord. He was like, all right.
I know. That's what's making me laugh.
So funny.
I know, but he's literally like,
it's hilarious.
It's so weird.
For being about Nazis and like glossing over the Holocaust, which it did, but it's not about the Holocaust. And the whole time, it just is a parody of the Third Reich. It's the parody of the Third Reich.
There's, like, an entire scene dedicated to, like, how fucking insane it was. Like, so someone would come search your house, and the entire time they go, Hi, Hitler. Like, you have to Heil Hitler no matter how many people are in the fucking room. So you could be in a room with 20 people, Hi, Hitler. Like, oh, my God!
Oh, my God, Scarlett Johansson's in it.
You guys make me so happy. You guys think that would make a good JoJo? Oh, man.
There's a quote fucking hard in that movie. So, JoJo, huh? There's a quote that hits so hard in this fucking movie. So, there's a time when JoJo is trying to pry information about Jews from Elsa. And he goes, where do you guys live? And she starts naming off like a bunch of like fake places, like in caves, like upside down. And then finally she goes, but most importantly, we live up here, and points to his head.
Oh.
The whole thing is supposed to be like, they're just human. It's just an ideology. So the only monster part of it is that they live in his head.
Also, I think one thing that like, I think that also hit me is like how his mom was like, JoJo, you're 10. You're like, it's, oh my god, this movie's so good.
Scarlett Johansson is like, bro.
Yeah, her character is probably one of my favorites. The whole time, she's just like this supportive, loving, like, liberal mom. Like,
no, I was looking at pictures and I was like, hey, Scarlett Johansson's in it, because I fucking love Scarlett Johansson a lot. And it makes me laugh because
Zoom thingy or whatever and watch this movie together.
Please?
I would love to watch it.
I really want to watch it now.
You guys know how much I really love like history movies, even if they're comedy. Like, there's one movie.
I've got multiple movies that I watch. If you're into those,
but no wait, I wanted to talk about it.
Go ahead. I was saying, I got multiple movies.
Okay, yeah, no. Okay, so Hidden Figures. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it, but it's about a group of like three black women who work at NASA in like
the
1960s, and it's so fucking good. And like the entire time, okay, so you know the dude who plays Sheldon?
Yeah.
Like that dude is in it, and the entire time he's like doubting this girl who ends up getting like upgraded to the main like lab area.
Mm-hmm.
She ends up getting, and this is a true story by the way, she ends up getting like upgraded to the main lab area, and it's so fucking good. And there's like this one scene, and this quote, like Wade was talking about quotes from that movie, but this quote was what like totally hit me. So the bathroom for black people was,
yeah.
So, you know, she worked in the main building. She had to run like half a mile. Yeah, she had to run like half a mile all the way back to the quote unquote colored restroom. And every day the dude who ran the place would ask her, like, whenever she'd go pee, he'd like see that she was missing, and he thought that she was just like out lollygagging or whatever. So mm-hmm. one day he finally confronts her, and he's like, where the fuck have you been? And she's like, well, I'm sorry that I have to run half a mile to go to the restroom, blah, blah, blah. And so it cuts to this next scene where he's taking a crowbar
and knocking down the sign that says colored for like bathroom for coloreds or something like that. And then he goes, here at NASA, everyone pisses the same color.
Oh my god.
So good.
Fucking period. Progressive king. Color. Okay. Well, unless you're dehydrated, then your piss is kind of orange.
What the fuck? Well, even still, well, like, it's fucking awesome.
Well, even still.
We'll make an orange colored piss
room. I love you, baby. Hmm?
Yeah, we'll make an orange colored awesome piss movie room for you.
Piss the color orange.
Piss and flip for orange.
I fucking farted. Anyways.
Hey, Emmy, do you have your Switch with you?
I forgot to grab it on the way out.
Are you kidding me? I have stuff
I'm
to
sorry
give you.
I was like dying.
A movie that literally I've heard nobody talk about is called Girls Lost, and it's a Swedish movie. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it's on Netflix anymore. I don't know what the ratings were, but I actually really liked it, and I thought that it was pretty realistic. Well, not, like, okay, so the plot is basically, it's about these three girls, and they are, like, getting bullied at school all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the girls owns, like, this, like, little kind of, like, greenhouse, and they get these mysterious seeds in the mail, and they plant them, and it, like, makes this plant grow. And they figure out that whenever they drink, baby.
Oh,
I can't fucking hear myself. They figure out that whenever they drink the nectar from this plant, it turns them into boys. And where I'm getting with this is one of the girls ends up figuring out that she actually identifies as male. He actually identifies.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this.
Yes, and it's so fucking good because the ending is so open ended, and you like it leaves your mind to fucking wander because it's so fucking nuts. But it was so good. It was so good because like one of the girls, like the other girls, not the trans one, but one of the other girls, like had like a crush on the guy, and he didn't reciprocate her feelings because he was gay. And so the girl tries to like, you know, use the nectar to like get him to like her. And there's so much shit like happening at once. It's so fucking good. But that movie's like, I don't know. It's so fucking good. It like the ending was like, whoa. But
it sounds really good. I'm gonna watch it.
Wade, you gotta cosplay Hitler if I cosplay JoJo.
That's fine.
No, he already did. He cosplayed Hitler.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Abby was a Jew.
Oh yeah, I remember that too.
And yeah,
legal reasons, do not say anymore.
Okay, wait. So
they're not illegal. But...
It was for a meme. That's it.
Yeah, I don't have a
fanatic. Okay, so if we're all cosplaying from the Hitler movie, can I be Scarlett Johansson?
Can you be my mom? Can you be my mom?
I'll be the liberal
mom.
Yes,
you can be my mama.
Funny off topic.
Mommy.
I had a copy of
Mine. Sorry.
Oh, huh? Yeah, you do have a copy of Mein Kampf in your room.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, but you did.
I did.
You did?
You want to know how I got it?
How?
Birthday. Fucking Eli gave me a goddamn copy of Mein Kampf.
Eli, fuck that stupid hoe.
Hate white men.
They all gave me, like, super right-wing themed things. So I got a shirt that was like, God, Donald Trump, beer, and guns.
No. Unironically, was it your mom? It was someone on your mom's side of the family that gave you a book that's like, God and Trump. Yep. God and Donald Trump.
For some reason, everyone thinks I'm like a huge right winger.
Well, because most like
no, you're really not though.
Most people, you know, when you bully them, and you're an asshole and you dress poor. most of the time, people who wear Metallica shirts are very, very right wing.
No, Wade just is kidding. Just punk. No, Wade's a fucking anarchist punk.
Wade is good. Dude, that's Austin. That's our friend Austin.
I'm so in love with all of you. I love you guys. I love you guys so much. But yes,
anyone
I will.
Anyone else have, like, this quarantine is just fucking fucked? Like.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, for everybody in the cabin who does not know, I'm gonna let y'all know right now. Bernie dropped his campaign.
I know! You could still vote, though.
I figure, well, no, don't, if you, like, vote, don't they, like, just split the votes and they give, like, all Bernie's votes to fucking Trump something?
It's like, all right, guys, would you like Donald Trump or Joe Biden? And it's like, I'm going to commit.
They're both rapists. They're both fucking racist and misogynistic and predatory and homophobic and transphobic, and I can just kind of list, but
it sounds bad, but I'd honestly rather vote Trump.
I would rather vote Trump. Yeah, that's what I was telling B. That's what I was telling B. I was telling B that I would rather Trump. It's like Trump's like he throws tantrums, he's annoying, but I would kind of rather him over Biden.
Because I feel like Biden,
I don't know politics well enough to decide which one I'd rather have.
I would rather have,
like,
fucking
this, and this is just me being genuine. Like, I remember though, whenever I was like, whenever Trump was first elected in what, like,
yes, 2016
or something. Yeah. I remember just this feeling of overwhelming dread and absolutely.
Do you all remember? Do you all, like, remember the day that he was, like, elected and the news spread and everybody in the LGBT community, like, there were, like posts about, like, hold up your brothers and sisters during, like, this terrible time. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, you know, like, black people and, like, other races were, like, you know, hold up your brothers and sisters during, like, this time, you know, we're gonna get... Everybody was so devastated. I remember not really knowing much about him, but I didn't like his face because he was orange.
He looks disgusting.
I liked him in one thing and one thing only, and that was his television show.
You're Fired?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called, though. The Apprentice. It was called The Apprentice. And, like, the whole, like, point of that show is, like, you would, like, be basically a slave to Trump and, like, do work and be an apprentice, and then, like, you would get fired or get a fuck ton of money by the end of it. It's kind of a competition show, but I liked it because the whole time Trump would just go, "You're fired," and it was fucking, I was like, yes.
"You're fired."
But that
You're
was
fired.
Like, that was like the only thing You're that fired. I ever like. Running, I was like, "Oh, yikes!"
He's so fucking disgusting. Like, do you guys remember, like, that one, like, talk show he was on, and he kind of, like, looked at his daughter, who was like, "Oh, if she wasn't my daughter, then I'd be dating her." Probably. Does anybody remember this?
Yeah.
He's like openly like flirted with his daughter, like, in public.
Biden full on. Fucking tongue kissed his goddamn niece on national television.
Yeah,
you guys
and
saw
what?
It.
Tongue kissed, but he like kissed her.
It was
Are
it was
you?
Like,
yeah, no. And do you guys even remember, like, all the, like, that one? There was this one story about, like, this woman who, like, told her story about, like, Trump, like, raping her, like. They, like, Biden and Trump have both been accused of, like, sexual assault, but funny how you don't really hear any of this from, like, Bernie. Like, everybody, like, no, you could go up to a conservative, like, my whole family, like, not me and my mom, but, like, the whole rest of my family, they're all for Trump. My uncle, like, my two uncles being like, "Oh yeah, Bernie's so fucking," like, the conservatives are all like, "Oh yeah, Bernie's so fucking crazy, he's batshit crazy, he's too old to be in the White House." But then they, that whenever you ask them, "Oh well, what's, you know, what, why they like have no explanation for you, and they just say that, like, his mind is going out because he's so old, but then they remember that fucking Trump is literally, like, around his age. Like,
yeah.
Trump is literally, like, in his 70s. Trump is in his fucking 70s. And the...
Oh, no, keep talking. Not... My bad.
The fucking... The average lifespan of a human, by the way, is 70. So, hopefully, Trump won't last long. Dude,
for legal longer. Reasons, this is a joke.
That's what I was
anyways. Saying. For legal reasons, this is a joke. Nobody wired to me. Anyway. No, why?
No.
No.
Hex
but
Trump.
No, have you,
fuck Trump.
Hex, yeah, Hex Trump, though. But, like, have you guys heard about trigger warning, like big trigger warning incoming, like the fucking like pedo ring and shit, where there's like a bunch of men in power that have like a whole like child thing. Not like island, but, like,
no.
I think you know more about it than I do,
what,
Wade.
The pedo islands with the elites and the pedophile things in general?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was the what's, well, I've already forgot his fucking name.
Joe Biden?
Nope.
Trump.
No, the guy who got arrested. The guy
Dude, I can guarantee you this whole virus thing to get us to
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Dude, I swear to God, this whole virus is like, don't look at the politics. Jeffrey Epstein, just forget him. I'm
like Jeffrey Epstein, he has pictures of him with like Bill Clinton.
What was that whole thing with him? Because I didn't really know much about him, but I saw all the conspiracies.
I remember the memes being like, he didn't kill himself.
We're gonna.
You guys
all, I know about him is that there were
so here's like
him.
The allegations or what they were.
No, not even allegations. Proven shit.
Here, hold. You take phone.
So the reason it's a big deal and like everyone forgets Jeffrey Epstein, because to get time off of his jail sentence, he was going to come to in front of a court and reveal the names of other elites who had been on this pedophile island.
Can you explain the island?
Oh my god.
So he owned an island off the coast of Yugoslavia.
Somewhere.
I almost want to say not Yugoslavia. That's not a country anymore. The former countries of Yugoslavia.
Somewhere.
So I think it was somewhere there. And he, on his like first class plane trip, had like 13-year-old servants. And on the actual island, there were like kidnapped kids on this island that they used as like sex slaves.
Wait, like genuinely?
Yeah. Genuinely.
Like, this is a real fucking thing?
And so... Also,
that's and he sick. Run this. That's he ran sick. This island.
This is real.
It's real. It happened, and
he ran this island.
And
that's fucking disgusting. That
and
makes
so
me sick to my stomach.
This fucking guy, he's like a Fortune 500 guy,
right?
Like rich as shit, America. He's a. I think he was. Oh my god, I forget his occupation. It was something to do with money. He was like a finance guy.
Whatever.
Something along those lines. Yeah. And so he has pictures of him with Bill Clinton. A bunch of other finance people, secretaries of state.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was.
What?
Right?
Tom Hanks?
Someone said that he was there. I don't know.
I don't know about that. I know Donald Trump was there, and like a bunch of other political people were there.
We're like at this
we're, like,
island?
With pictures,
on this fucking
pictures
child
of Jeffrey
rape
there.
Island?
Oh. Like, oh.
At this child
yes.
rape
so
island.
So I'm guessing it's like.
How the fuck is
so
this
I'm
fucking clown
it was
still president?
Something like a really nice rich ass island with just kids that they would use as fucking like sex slaves and shit. Like,
that's
yeah.
really disgusting.
How, wait, so did the kids ever make it?
Okay,
as
so
island?
What happened? So he goes in front of
let
the court.
Let me see where the island was too, because I didn't even fucking.
Goes, this
remember.
Isn't like a crazy conspiracy. Like this is real shit. Like this is.
So he goes in front of this court and it's
no,
like,
no,
I
yeah.
will reveal
so he said
all
he
of
was,
these
but then
names.
He was in prison, right? But he was on suicide watch. Like, there were guards, like, keeping an eye on him all the time. Then out of nowhere, like, just, oh, they just so happened. He fucking just killed. He killed himself. I can guarantee you somebody fucking, like, killed him. He was not.
Oh, no. He. I don't
good.
Think
no, no,
was.
No. But they
like, I don't think
him,
that he killed
they,
himself.
But they killed him because he was going to leak all that information about it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. I fucking believe that.
Dude.
Huh?
Prince Andrew. Apparently, Jeffrey Epstein has pictures with Prince Andrew. Which, technically, like, they have pictures of him. But, like, it doesn't technically mean anything because, you know, you can take pictures of anyone. But the fact that you're in association with a pedophile like that is scary.
But so, like, yeah. I'm not trying to say it's not real, but where's the pedo island? Like,
yeah.
Where, like, what's, like...
Oh, Virgin Islands. My bad. I don't know why I said Yugoslavia. Not even close. Opposite side of the world. The Virgin Islands.
I hate that it's called the Virgin Islands, too. Icky, icky.
Yeah, I had no idea. my bad about saying Yugoslavia.
So, like, this was...
Have they
sorry,
like?
It's just really it boggles my mind that this stuff can be proven and people like that are still in position of power. Like what? The
no,
fuck?
The thing is though, have they like are okay? If they know about these islands, then why isn't anything being done about them?
Mm-hmm. Is the island still like active?
We're
like,
looking
happening.
That's the word I'm looking for.
It's like
active.
I get it. Maybe
because I'm sorry, but
maybe there's like high security for the island. It's like, I mean, it probably is like a really big like fucking place, but like there are children there.
It's gonna make it also sound worse. But apparently, he trafficked children as well.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know if you guys.
Yeah,
know exactly
clearly.
We do. We know what that means.
I just don't know.
He would sell children to other people.
Yeah.
Trafficking.
Yeah. God. That's fucking terrible. And I can't.
So,
dude, I hope those kids fucking made it out of there. Jesus Christ.
There were photos of topless women everywhere. Topless
women. Of what? Topless everywhere? Women.
So wait, has anything been done about these fucking islands? This island?
Obviously, it's an island that got raided a long time ago. Like, it got raided long before the court case happened. So he was convicted, proven, and they had already freed everyone and, you know, done everything with the island. The island has now been sold to someone else.
Okay, so
but it's not like a pedophile island anymore. It's just an island.
Used to.
Thanks,
but
fuck.
It's bad that this shit happened and people are still letting that shit, like, people who were at the
island. Oh, yeah.
Like, Trump.
It's there. Like. It's like, are the rape allegations against like Trump really that hard to believe when he has said not only like all of this bad shit about like gay people, about fucking trans people, women, black people, like he's literally like shit talked women like never before. He's like flirted with his fucking daughter on like television. I don't know why like fucking fathers think that like
dude,
that's flattering.
No.
And then, like, he fucking tried to keep trans, he literally was like, all right, trans people ain't allowed in the military. He, like, removed a lot of fucking, like, protection shit for trans, for, like, the LGBT, the LGBT community. Like, dude, what the fuck? Like, are these rape allegations really that hard to believe, conservatives?
Well,
are they really?
We're reading about it, and I mean, there's...
Once on the island, the under... Wait, okay, hold on. Let me restart. According to Fox News, like, a Republican who, like, not really usually, like, liberal about what they report. According to Fox News, Epstein had a dedicated team of workers on the island who trafficked girls as young as 12.
Yeah, and that and
also,
Fox
like,
News is
they would
very,
take
very,
the girls'
very
passports
bright.
And shit, and there was one girl, I don't know where, but it says, like, she tried to swim off of the island, but they caught her and shit.
Yeah.
Like, she tried to swim off of a fucking island. Like...
Because it was so fucking bad.
Yeah, I know, but like, how the fuck, where are you going to go? Like...
It's the Virgin Islands. There's other islands all over the place.
Oh, well, she tried to, you know...
It's a chain of islands.
Well, yeah, but I don't think you'd get very far. Like, kudos to her for fucking getting off the island to begin with, but...
Well, if you can get off the island, you can report it to the police.
Yeah. She probably, I mean, like, she probably was, I mean, she's probably not stupid. It's fucking island. Where are you going to swim?
I wasn't saying she was stupid. I was just
Like, where?
Oh, yeah,
she probably knew. She probably knew, like, where are you going to swim? But if it's that bad that your ass is just going to swim in the fucking out, like, just swim.
Yeah, if it's that bad that you are swimming in open ocean and using all of your stamina and potentially drowning. You'd rather die than be on that fucking island and Jesus fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so fucking sad.
Mm-hmm.
That literally makes
and
me
it's
nauseous.
Like fucking that's what I've been fucking saying about fucking like most conservatives slash like Republicans in power. It's like you rarely ever like hear like about a good Republican. And I hate to say it. But a lot of them have really fucked up morals, or they're involved with something really fucking shady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad. Here's the thing. Is like, okay, my brother used, as you guys know, and for people in the cabin who don't know, my brother used to be very right, like, kind of right-leaning. Like, he was supportive of me,
yeah.
And, like, when I came out and all that sort of thing is, like, bisexual. And he's been supportive of me, through, like, through everything. But, you know, he used to be, like, very right, like, very right-leaning. But once, like, he's not stupid. My brother is probably one of the smartest people that I know.
And the thing with him is that he read up on all the shit that, like, Trump has done, and he no longer supports him. Like, he genuinely fucking hates Trump. A bunch of people don't. Yeah, he genuinely fucking hates
Trump. I am so...
And that is saying something, because you guys remember when my brother used to be like that.
Oh, dude, I remember that. I was there for that shit. I thought your
brother... Yeah, like, I'm not... I just want to make sure that I'm not, like, just, like, going fucking crazy, because he used to be super right, like, right-leaning, but now he just genuinely fucking despises Trump. And the funny thing is my dad still really... like, really likes him.
Because they're blindsided to the bad shit, and they only think, oh my god, my president could never.
Guys, sorry.
Like, yes, he could.
Yeah.
I am so
sorry, excited. Your president is a rapist.
I am so excited for when eventually we all become anarchists and we just pull a French
revolution. No, but do you guys, I don't know if you guys, like, have seen... I'd rather have a fucking dictator. I don't know if you guys have, like, seen, like, Trump's Twitter, but there was this time where you guys remember whenever that whole, like, I don't remember where it was. It was somewhere, some sort of, like, political leader, like, war leader was shot, and we almost had a fucking war. Do you guys remember that? Where was that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Prince Franz Ferdinand of Austria?
Yeah, we almost had World War III. Well, Trump...
You know, Prince Franz Ferdinand of Austria.
Yeah, Trump was, like, posting on his Twitter, like, a bunch of, like...
World War I.
We're talking about how...
I know, I was making a joke.
Haha.
Friends, Ferdinand.
We don't really care. I'm just kidding.
No. Were you saying something about Friends, Ferdinand?
Yeah, I was trying to see if you would agree with it, because that's World War
I. Yeah, I don't really fucking... I just kind of... I just kind of ignored you.
I was like, no, Friends, Ferdinand's from...
I low-key kind of fucking ignored you because I was trying to fucking talk.
Dude, it wasn't funny. You just made everyone confused.
I was... No, you said that and I didn't even fucking listen. I was just trying to talk. I was like, haha, yeah, anyways.
Like, yeah.
Well, no, I knew that... Like, I don't want to sound like, oh, I totally knew what he was talking... Like, but I knew that he was talking about Franz Ferdinand and, like,
fucking dude.
Not, like, the actual dude who's a part of this like situation. I was like, what the fuck, Wade? I thought that you were confused about what was happening. I thought you were just like confused as to what time it was.
No, I think you guys are talking about the general, like, something. Yeah. Soleimani.
We're talking about
the thing that happened recently in Iran.
He wasn't a
political
leader, he was a
general. That's what I thought with Iran. Yeah.
Yeah, the so dude in Iran.
We almost went to war with Iran, but I don't know if you guys saw Trump's Twitter during all of this, and gonna expose myself.
Trump's Twitter so much.
Let me fucking
The one thing
explain!
That my dad hates about him is
Hang
the fact
on.
That he tweets every 2 seconds.
Hang on. What?
Can you explain something?
Yes, yes. Okay, everybody shut the fuck up. Okay. Sit down, Mom. Sit down, Mom. Okay,
calm your shit.
This fucking... I don't know if you guys saw fucking Trump's Twitter during this, but he was, like, posting, like, a bunch of, like, calendar pictures. Like, you know, like, the stock photos of, like, calendars where, like, the pages are flying off or something? He was posting something like that, like, something that had to do with calendars, and saying, like, you know, that he was gonna, like, run, like, for more, like, more than another term because of, like, that one... I don't know what exactly it is, but, like, because of that one thing where if something, like, something happens, like, a war... Like a... What?
Emergency powers?
Wait. What?
Emergency powers?
I don't know what it's called, but it's like whenever a president can run for longer if his country like needs him.
Oh yeah. No, I know what you're talking
about. And Trump
about,
was basically like, I'm gonna fucking run.
Well, basically what happened was he was like threatening to start World War III because at the time he was about to get impeached and he didn't want that. So he was like, okay, and the only way for someone to not get impeached is for something like that to happen. But then again, it didn't really matter because his impeachment didn't get through to the Senate. So
But the fact
he fucking—it's
like the fact that we even tried to win. This impeachment hasn't happened like a lot in history. So the fact that we even tried to do this to this fucking dude, like, does this not say anything to conservatives?
And also, during his Twitter, he is sort of like, he's very—I don't want to. he's kind of childish and yeah. doesn't really think.
He throws
tantrums. He's like, we're going to bomb their asses. Go, America. We're gonna bomb. It reminds me of that scene in Shrek where Lord Farquaad is like, some of you may die, no. but it is a sacrifice like, I'm willing to make.
Conservatives are all like, dude, he does what no other president would for this country. Yeah, illegal things.
Amen.
Shit. Also right fucking countless
do it.
Emily. I Yo. Was trying to send you something, but I forgot to put the present in it. So
that's what he said. The missile strike on so
I remember.
Do it.
And go put it.
Cosplay Hellboy.
I mean, you know.
You look like
I'm sorry. Horns. What? You forgot to put the present on the message.
I forget. Yeah, I forgot to. So I
that's
literally
okay.
I'm gonna go buy a fucking volleyball okay. and put Wilson's face on it.
Fucking, let me give him a hug.
And I'll carry him around, and I'll have my fucking horns.
We'll put him in the bathtub. Wilson. No, oh, I'm sorry, Wilson.
Did you tell them what the fuck happened?
Oh my god.
So my.
It's not letting me send more than two letters.
I know,
day.
It's irritating.
That is so annoying. Literally, just let me fucking send you what I want.
My mom had a bunch of...
More than one gift at a time, like, in a letter.
Yeah, I wish you could put more than just one thing. Fuck.
My mom had, like, a bunch of wires on her head because she's, like, doing, like, seizure testing and stuff. Like, they're trying to see what's going on in her brain. And she just got all the wires taken off today, and she has, like, these two big, like dots, like big circles,
yeah,
like on her,
do that shit on purpose.
Like on her forehead that are like really irritated and red, and she looks like she's about to grow horns. Like,
so I said I was gonna go buy some horns.
Oh my god, she's Iggy.
I was gonna go buy some horns and glow them on my forehead and go walk around in public.
Yeah,
yeah. All of a sudden, people are gonna start telling you, that
yeah, fucking horns. Like that movie Horns with the dude with the horns, and everybody was like saying some fuck shit to him. You remember like that movie?
Or I'll get me a headband with some horns, something, and I'll go walk around like that. Fuck it, man.
Also,
I'm just shit. Cause you know what? Everybody swears. Everybody is just nobody's any better than the fucking other person, and everybody swears.
I'm gonna say that word. I'll pee on you.
Oh, stop. My mom was like, what are we, R. Kelly now?
You want to piss on fucking little girls? What the fuck?
Emmy's gonna pee on you, Wade.
I'm a pig.
and Walmart.
My fuck.
They
okay.
had the exit and the entrance blocked off. Okay.
Fucking.
This is the entrance. This is the.
Okay,
exit.
So at stores they have, especially at like, there's a store called Rouse's, and they had like a bunch of signs on the exit door, and it just like was screaming like exit only, and this has never happened before.
Never.
Like
y'all,
they
I'm
put a.
Please.
Into the
fucking
devil. Sure? Like they put a bunch of like exit only signs on the doors, and my mom was like joking about like how it reminded her of like anal. We get in the car. Dude. I don't even know why she's laughing so fucking hard, and she's like, butt stuff.
Oh my good lord.
Like, I mean, yeah. I got a lot of memes talking about butt stuff.
Get your dog.
I'm not like, and look, y'all, I'm not knocking gay people.
No.
I have nothing against gay people because look, there's heterosexual
look at him.
Couples that do the same thing. Okay, so it's not like this is not just for gay people.
Emmy,
this is for
yeah. What's
any,
up? What?
Emmy right. Finger Wade's asshole.
Shut the door.
You know, talk about gay people.
No,
sorry. You can't.
Do
you know how many heterosexual couples actually fucking do that? Like,
Emmy Finger Wade's asshole.
You know.
Seriously.
Can I ask like a.
So,
we not have like a single normal conversation on this thing. Like we were doing some progressive shit just of, like a few minutes ago.
Okay, we're...
and then we start talking about fingering each other's assholes.
You know
good lord. This fucking podcast.
Y'all
Oh my god, Emily, you know what this podcast reminds me of? Oh, what was that thing called? Where you could call in and you could like say shit to the dude. And the dude was something beast. Jerk beast. This reminds me of jerk beast.
Watch the fuck yourself.
No, you don't. You're
training. I don't need
to. They're trying to hurt your feelings. If they think they're gonna hurt your feelings, they're sadly mistaken on that shit too.
I don't do anal, y'all. I promise. I promise I don't do anal, y'all.
I mean, it talks about.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to make this conversation about anal. My mom.
If the Bible says that sex is between a man and a woman. And gay people then, be having sex. It's not sex, so it's not a sin. Period.
Well, gay people be having anal, and it's not
sex. If sex is only between a man and a woman.
So it's not a sin.
So.
That's why they made that song. Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus.
Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus. I mean, that's... You fucking owl. The fucking cahoot.
Whoopee.
Oh my god. The fucking cahoot.
Tell them you
okay, so home. I can't. I'd have to leave. Hang on, I'll bring it back.
Oh, good lord. I wonder if his mom is going to start yelling at him. For Christianity reasons.
Dude, look at this.
I just...
Dude,
I'm so fucking bored. I want out of my house.
Back on me?
No, I...
Oh, okay.
Stank. I know. This place... Okay, look. Like, I know the whole point of the podcast is to be about, like, cabin fever, but, like, I genuinely feel like I'm starting to get some sort of form of cabin fever because I am so bored to get out of my house that I went to the chiropractor yesterday.
Dude,
and had the time
as soon
of my
as this
life.
Quarantine's fucking over, or like stuff starts opening back up, we're gonna be like fucking monkeys. Like, oh my god,
it's the first time.
Oh my god, guys, look, Walmart's open again.
It's the first time in a while I've over triple digits in my bank account,
bruh. You do be having triple.
I literally miss so much going over to Wade's house and just sitting in the barn and just fucking doing nothing but watching clips from movies and watching YouTube
Channel
and curse videos and
Channel 50
making
or Local
TikToks.
58.
Yeah.
Local 58. I miss that shit, dude. I miss it. I miss going over there and fucking making a TikTok, trying to learn the fucking Renegade dance. Until 6 in the fucking morning
his
on Wade's boat.
Like, edging us to go to the river for some reason. He's like, you two should go to the river. You should go to the river with people. You should go to the river. Like, go to the river. I'm like, okay. Okay, we will go. Oh.
Can I go with you guys, please? I will do anything. I might need your help because I'm a little handicapped at the moment.
You are handicapped. Stupid.
Yeah, so whenever I first went to the chiropractor, for the people in the cabin who don't know, I'm having, like, immense back issues, and I'm not trying to be like,
you
have
back.
I have back issues because I'm quirky. Like, I genuinely have fucking the worst back in the world. Like, Emily can vouch for me. I was at her house, and I had a hard time getting up and, like, sitting down and that sort of thing, and so I went to the chiropractor, and the chiropractor was like, this should not be happening in a 70-year-old female. What the fuck? So, I'm going back. So, whenever I went there, my mom and I have, like, the most shit luck. Like, our luck is really bad. So, when we went there...
Wait, what's going on?
I'm telling them about this, the chiropractor. So, when I got there, the fucking power was out. I have, like, Komaida level, like, amount of luck. Like, sometimes, like, I'm the type of person to find, like, fucking $20 on the ground and then immediately trip over and get a fucking, like, break my nose. Like, I don't know how I'm not a Komaida Kenny. My fucking luck is, like, woo! Uh-huh.
Like, I hope that makes sense.
Oh, don't touch it.
Sorry. I miss Caleb. Like, I didn't realize how much I missed Caleb until I talked. Like, we talked to him on the podcast. But, like, yeah, I didn't realize how much I missed him, though. It didn't seem like he enjoyed it super much, but
my mom's gonna be in here for a little bit, because I'm gonna comb some of that like stuff that they had like on her head out. You guys can talk about whatever. She doesn't give a fuck. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, Judah, did you put your nightly dose of man's face stuff on?
About 20 minutes.
Sorry, babe. Sorry.
Thank you. My God.
Okay, I'll move on.
I'm like, what?
You got no, stop! Away. I hate it. Hold when on. You quote that.
I love the Boston accent.
Anyway.
I'm saving this just for you.
Anyway, I got something to show you.
Takes a penny out of his eye socket.
I hate
it. I've been saving it just for you.
To kiss you.
It's my favorite fucking.
quoting a
it's my favorite meme TikTok for ever. Like. It's so funny.
A singular meme.
No, okay, Emily. I don't know if B told you, but you remember that one video that you took of like Kip going, and you were like, "How was your nap? Was it good?" Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and B quote that every day.
Aww.
We love it.
Me and my mom quote it all the time
like,
too.
So much.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, my mom and I quoted a lot too. We're like, "How's your
nap? Emmy just sends like a horrible like video that she ends up forgetting about. Us hyperfixates.
Yeah. Also, me and Judah do this thing where we'll like say one thing from a quote.
Yeah,
and
like
just,
we did.
That's it.
We keep on doing like that one like Kylo Ren and quote.
Well, no, there was something that we kept just like one thing that we kept saying. I don't remember what it is right now.
Do you remember what it's from?
Mom. Hey, Judah. My eyes are broken.
Are these
fucking,
are my hands?
My hands? Yes. My hands are...
What?
Yeah,
mischievous. And then he's all like, mischievous. They curl around and grip whatever they touch. Like, this... Yo.
Man,
this
I bitch,
went
to so
over my bed.
I was. Oh, we're talking. Okay, so me and Judah have been doing this thing recently where we will watch like Markiplier play something, but so we'll like I'll send him a link to a video, and we've been doing like three scary games. And there was this, I know there was this one that I really really want to play, and it was about okay.
Don't
so
open your
called,
eyes.
Like yeah, like keep your eyes closed or something like that. And it was about like this paralysis demon who like ends up in
yeah,
your,
because you like
your,
leave
like,
your
house,
room door
like,
open and you close your eyes and you have your eyes closed for basically the whole game.
And you get,
oh wow.
And it's just like this demon like talking to you.
It's really interesting. And like you try, he's like, "I want you to tell me what I look like," and you try and describe him to. And, like, whatever you choose
yeah, like,
will
because...
end up appearing. So, like, Markiplier chose, like, mischievous, and so he got tentacle hands.
Well, no, because
it's, like,
your eyes
my hands
are...
curl around everything
your
that they
eyes
see, and they want to feel.
Your eyes are closed the whole time, so it's basically, like, you imagining what this demon looks like. And, like, the demon keeps on saying, like, "Open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes." But, like...
And you don't. And, like, what happens when you do is, like, Markiplier tried to, but whenever you do
yeah,
open your
not
eyes,
until the end of the
nothing's
game.
There.
If you open your eyes before the end of the game, then the demon disappears. But it's so weird because this demon is basically just, like, caressing
like,
your face and just talking to you, like, really up close.
Yeah, and there's, like, a scene where it describes how you can feel breathing on your eyelashes and how you can feel him caressing your earlobe. And he's, like, talking about how he wants to pull your ear off because it's so small and delicate. And Mark was like, "My ears are not small and delicate. I have very large ears."
It gave off like really eerie vibes, but for me, it reminded me of a show. So it was more like, it was unsettling but calm in a way because it's just like this demon, like kind of whispering to you, and he kind of talks about how lost he is in life. He talks about how lost he is in life, and he talks about like all these like kind of like metaphors, and he's like, "Have you ever
put on an emotion that you didn't really truly feel inside or something like that. And he's just, like, really confused and lost throughout this game and, like, begging you to, like, pay attention to him.
Dude, that's kind of sad.
No, but then, dude, no. And then you like, talk about his hands and he starts getting, like, kind of, like, low-key horny. And he's like, oh, yeah,
my God,
my hands. He
talks about how he wants to pull the blanket off of you and see what your body looks like.
Stop it.
And I'm like, hey.
He's all like, my hand.
Oh, man. Leah, no, I was reading some of the comments from, there were, like, 20, 13-year-olds in it.
Yeah, I read those, too.
And they were like, I want him to touch me.
It's like, it's got, like, I want him to touch me. Kids who had a creepypasta face for Slender Man and shit.
I hate to say it, but Jane the Killer and Jeff the Killer never dated. Okay. Jane was a lesbian. Shut up.
Oh, my God. No, seriously, though. Like, I remember, like, literally.
He ruined her life.
I hated it when people were, like, Chef Jeff and Jane, because if you read Jane's story, Jeff literally killed her parents and burned her fucking house down. Like, that's not ship. She wants to kill that man.
She literally, like wears a wig. She, that, like, because her, didn't her, like, face and body get, like, disfigured?
I think.
Yeah, like, and she burnt. He ruined her life. Like, he ain't, she's a lesbian.
And y'all are still simping over fucking
simp over shit. Like, okay, simp stop over it. The Marble Hornets boys. Simp over them.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, masculine.
Oh my God.
Okay. God, I haven't said those names in so fucking long.
Ah, no. Stop. Oh my God. Waffles, guys. Waffles.
Oh my God. Waffles.
I want 12. I want 12 of them.
I want 12 of them. Okay, no, here's the thing. I hate to be that person, but I actually remember watching that channel. The person, like,
who, oh my God, yeah,
who said and that and, like, who made that up. And he was like,
oh, what was it? They made another one. I think it was I made you milkshake. I can't fucking remember. But I just,
oh, the fucking milk. The fucking milk shit. Is that?
Yeah, that was the milk one. And did you know the people who were like, I want 12.
Yeah.
Rhett and Link, who are like with him. Mm-hmm. Is Rhett and Link. I fucking love Rhett and Link.
Since I've watched that video.
Oh my God.
Licky Toby remains superior. And y'all can't tell me shit.
Look, okay. I was going to say. So I was like, oh, I love Rhett and Link. And I was like, I love Smosh.
I mean, same format.
Yeah.
Black haired, shaggy hair, brown haired.
Emo boy and a fucking faggot.
Yes, that was not Rhett and Link.
It's Smosh and Rhett and Link. No, but
I love Smosh.
Oh my God,
12.
Guys, I can Tiki Toby. Can't you tell by my ticks? Fuck, shit. I'm sorry. That's how y'all be sounding whenever y'all go into fucking Tiki Toby kinships. I have Tourette's tick.
Per se, people pretending to have Tourette's.
N-word.
Tiki Toby says the N-word.
Yeah, but it's not his fault. It's one of his tics.
Probably.
That's fair. I don't get mad at people if they have Tourette's and say the N-word, because it's literally involuntary.
Yeah, that they can't really help that, but also it's like,
yeah, fun. No. Like, there was this,
I love her,
this
so
girl on TikTok,
it's so good.
Who, her tics cause her to say, like, curse words. And so she'd be like, N-word. And then there's another girl. Oh, my God. This one's my fucking favorite. She does, like, her Tourette's make her, like, have, like, she says intros to different, like, YouTubers.
And I was like, oh, my fucking God.
She's like, my name's PewDiePie. And then she'd be like, hello, everybody. My name's Markiplier.
My name is Jackson.
I love it.
Dude, imagine, like, vibing with your friend. And you just go, like, PewDiePie. Like, oh. So cute.
I'm so glad that her tick caused her to do, like, the the old PewDiePie intro.
But, like, like, Sos and stuff, because she's actually really cool, and I watch her, like, videos, and she, like, she can't help it, and it makes me so sad, because she'll just go, faggot!
Oh, sorry. people with Tourette's,
I love
can
that
say
for her.
Faggot
That's
all the time as a treat.
Yes, because that's a truth.
You guys remember that one episode of South Park where
there's Carbon a kid who has develops it because he thinks it's so cool, and then he starts to get to the point where he like it starts genuinely involuntarily saying things he doesn't want to. Me doesn't touch me.
Yeah, like no, there was like okay, but seriously, there was like a fucking this dude commented on it, and he was like, look. Like, normally people would be so mad about this, but he had Tourette's. He genuinely thought it was, like, a very accurate representation of how Tourette's was. And he was really happy about that. People were, like, talking about it.
Protect him.
It was so good.
Oh, my God, guys. I love Jeff the Killer, my little small bean. Wait, where did Brandon go? I
never forgive anybody for how he was described and how he was drawn. Like...
Yeah, they really they made Jeff like the most sexy man alive made him, like, when dude
emo like
oh I think you're talking about oh Tiki-Toby.
Did I ever just stop and really really realize how fake some people are?
Yeah.
Did y'all ever just stop?
Man, that was so random.
Realize,
we're talking about creepypastas.
Holy shit, that dirty motherfucker fake.
Who? That was so random. We're like talking about creepypasta.
That was
like,
my mom.
Some people are fake.
I know. I just be thinking about shit sometimes.
She just be thinking.
Yeah, no. The age really didn't it, mom?
Am I
sitting here thinking that dirty motherfucker? Well, a lot of dirty motherfuckers, actually.
Yeah. Oh my god. Be hoes. Some people be bitches for no fucking reason, and
Wade,
I hate it.
Wade has...
I'm sorry, but, like,
Wade,
I'm so sick
Wade,
and tired of
Wade,
this shit.
Wade.
Not Wade.
Wade can see... Wade can... Fuck, Wade,
I want to... Okay. You guys remember how, like, one time during the podcast we were talking about how good Wade...
Can we do that
like,
again?
...good of a person Wade was? Yeah, I was really just gonna say, can we do that again? But also, I wanted to mention that my... On my way to the chiropractor, my mom and I were talking about how good of a person Wade was and how much she loved
my
him.
Mom.
Keep my name out your fucking
because
mouth,
you're a good
bitch.
Fucking person, you dumbass.
My mom literally adores Wade.
Wait, what did you just
like,
say? I'm sorry.
Anytime,
I was not
okay,
paying attention
at all. You guys like remember the other day whenever you and Wade were kind of like not like fighting, but like kind of like talking like seriously. Anytime Wade would say something, my mom would be like, "Shab, baby." Like I had to mute because she kept on just kind of like talking about how cute he sounded.
Wait, question. What did you even say to me,
mouth,
Wade? I was
bitch.
Not like.
Oh,
I can't even be mad.
No. Wade can see my titties in a funny. Hot tub once as a treat. It is fine.
Treat.
A treat.
Wade baby. Is...
Wade has bigger tits than I do, Mom.
Okay. Look, okay, here's the thing. Is, like, he actually fucking tries and actively tries to be a good person. And, like, when I told my mom that Wade bullied Emily in middle school,
the
she
guy,
was like, no, he did, no, he did
the
not.
Girl that Emily...
She was like, no, he did not.
The girl that Wade is dating, Wade used to actually bully in middle school before they got together. Like, he used to...
Like, Wade didn't even remember
bully
who
her
he was.
For the fucking fun of it.
He was just like,
fuck that emo bitch!
Well, like... like, it was like a type of thing, like, oh... I'm with my friends. I have to, you know, bully baby. Because it's cool or whatever, stupid shit. But, like, Wade is, like, one of the only, like, people who has actually
so
just genuinely
nice.
Tried to, like, who has just genuinely been a good fucking person.
He's just
kind of so.
Sitting there. His He hasn't come out as
and
a bottom
that...
yet, guys. So easy on
Al Newt! Oh, my God, guys. Fucking,
I thought you were gonna say tranny. I was like, you watch your man. You should watch your mouth.
I was not.
Wait,
gonna
can
say
I have
say
you have
Judah, Monet Young?
Yes, you all have the past.
No, but like,
that's a truth.
I don't know.
Emmy, you have the
I know,
past.
But like,
I don't care. I'm not gonna police
know,
you.
But...
Emmy, you have the past.
Wait, Emily, say it.
Okay, here's how you can say it. You can say it, but like with a twinny voice.
Twinny. Say tranny. Say it.
Wait, how do you, like a tranny voice? Twanny. Yeah, like twanny. Twanny. Like, so that way you're not like genuinely saying it. Boy. You're just saying twanny, not.
Oh my god, you're such a small bean little twanny boy.
Wait, get Wade to say it. Wade, say tranny.
Tranny.
He's not going to say
no, stand it in a
woo
voice.
Trans kids. No. I'm just kidding.
Wade, say it in a woo voice.
You'll just be like tranny.
No, say it and in just a woo voice.
Oh,
I'm trying to like my
woo voice. Just you're say so something so in your high pitch killer. Just try.
Hello.
The kid knows say tranny. No, say no. No, say you fucking twanny.
You fucking twang.
I can just imagine like a little middle school Wade. Not
there is a video of him.
He calls Emily a twanny.
I know, but there's a video of him in like middle school and he's talking about. What was it?
Crusaders.
Crusaders.
It wasn't middle school, it was like late elementary.
It was funny though because you had like a lisp and I let you bully me, bro. Like,
yeah.
What was he talking about?
Crusades. He's like, so this is the.
I had a project over the fourth crusade.
Fitting on me as you speak.
Because I'm trying to do the lisp.
I know. I was just joking. Stank.
You guys say stank?
Can I see you guys? Please?
I call my cat Stanky all the time. You stanky means.
Oh yeah, get that. Whatever the hell that is. What is that?
No. I have a question.
Yeah.
May I come visit for two? At some point, for
you may
just a treat. I don't even care if you guys come over and like stand outside of my door.
No.
Like I don't give a shit if you guys just look at me through my door. I just want to see you guys again really bad.
Yeah. Shut up.
I'm literally so fucking lonely.
Okay. So because of this quarantine, we don't quite even know if I'm going to be able to come this summer. Like, my mom's perfectly fine with it, and my grandpa, like, loves B, so it's good on my end.
Oh, yeah, no, here's the thing, is my mom probably wouldn't care. The thing is now I don't really have someone who can drive me.
Okay, so then I would have to fly.
Either that or my mom likely wouldn't be able to drive that far because she doesn't feel comfortable driving for like 6.5 hours straight.
Wade could just do it and then because we'd have to book a hotel room but.
Well, look, I would have to pay Wade a shit ton of gas money, which I'm okay with.
So,
And the thing is like, legally, he technically can't drive out of state.
Also, Brandon still can't get on. So, but what were you going to say, Wade?
So, like, I could do that, but I need a passenger at all times. Keeping me awake. I'm talking. You have to talk to me. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. I know. You.
Yeah.
I'm talking.
I'm hyper. I can do that really easily.
Yeah.
I
know. Like.
What I'm saying is.
Yeah.
Um,
I can do it too. Like, and honestly, like just, me and any, Emily could switch person. It out. Like, here's the thing is.
I can see why you drive.
Yeah. Like, and here's.
We would all be like at a hotel. Like, if.
Yeah, we'd all stay in a hotel room, and I have
fucking
to
animal.
Like get
if
yeah, like
depends.
Okay, the thing is hotel rooms are
so
expensive.
You guys would have to.
My mom,
yeah,
might
we
be
would
able
be
to
able to pay for
pay
one
one-time round trip, and that's why I'm
so,
saying I need a constant.
We can just
keep me awake. I can round trip it.
A round trip would be like. So
that's
six.
Not...
That would be like
no,
14
no,
hours.
No, what we did last time
driving.
Is we went. We met up in Tennessee.
We met up in Tennessee, like Memphis, Tennessee.
And then the
and
next
then
day we went
we
back.
We stayed in hotel.
I can fucking can wood trip.
We could do that. But the thing is we might have that's what my dad and I
plus
did.
Plus you're with your dad.
I'm sorry,
it was literal hell.
Board driving,
but guys, this hotel that we were at was so good. Like the wings, you should have seen me and like where you eat. Like I on the floor that we were on, I was like chowing down on their wings. I was like, these are the best.
Well, the thing is we were able to get on like the top floor, which is like for important people, because my dad does do like travel a lot because of his job.
Dude.
So we wouldn't be able to do that, but we could find a room.
All
to
of us at a hotel would be so much fun.
It would be fun. Ideally we would want different rooms. I don't like being around you guys, but I get it, me and Drew need to talk of the world.
Understand.
Yeah,
Like literally I would not mind sharing a hotel room with two beds in it and just fucking doing that thing where we jump from bed to bed.
Yeah, hey Wade, we're gonna
I'd rather just do one round trip. Obviously we can stop whenever we need to, but I'm talking about like going and driving and not stopping until we're back home.
Okay, well, I mean, that would...
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
Well, then,
Yeah, so here's... I can help pay for a great amount of gas money because I think I will be working either before Judah gets here or after.
Are you working, buddy?
Judah leaves. I don't remember when I work, but I get paid, like, $200.
Ooh, I also want to work there.
Yeah, I am. I'm working at summer camp again.
Okay, so if we're all going to do like a one, like a round trip for like 14 hours, that's completely cool by me. But my grandpa and mom are probably going to have to find a hotel to stay the night and then go back the next day because my grandpa probably does not want to do a round trip. So.
Oh, yeah. That's we're not saying they have to do one. We're saying we're going to do one, which I feel like it would be a lot more bearable to do one when I'm actually friends who are actually
literally
trying
like
to talk
we were
to
sitting
me.
There.
Oh, I thought you were saying I'm like, driving all the way to fucking Louisiana and back.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Where? Are you kidding me?
Memphis, Tennessee.
No, but no, it would take 6 hours to get there and then to drive back.
That's like, nothing.
6 hours
that's
to get there
absolutely
and 6 hours
nothing.
Back.
Wait. Okay, rich boy. Well, then, like,
yeah,
do
honestly,
it.
Though, I feel like it'd be a lot more bearable if it were me and Wade in the car because it wouldn't be your dad living
with
politics.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about
it'd
like
fly.
Yeah,
we came and got you guys.
I'm talking about, like,
yeah,
anyway.
No,
I
my
need,
dad
like, a
listens to
at that
fucking,
point.
What is it called?
Like, I thought it was like 14 hours to Louisiana. I was just totally done for that.
No. It'd probably be, no, we're talking about driving to Tennessee.
Yes.
We're driving to Memphis, Tennessee, in which my dad actually, like, drove a certain way that was really
weird.
Yeah, he
was
drove
like,
through
why
Ohio
is he
to
no,
get
it could be
there,
better if,
I
like,
why.
I like, so there's, I've driven to Missouri
I
whenever
think,
I go to see my family in Arkansas. If it would be faster to meet in Missouri, I know that's a 7-hour drive there and back.
Yeah.
Well,
Memphis, Tennessee is, like
it's
a
midway
direct,
between
like, midway point.
Yeah,
that's why
it may
we
be closer
there
for you guys.
It's
but
genuinely
it's,
like
it's a...
it was. Well, the thing is with Tennessee, my dad and I looked at it, like we did the calculations for it or whatever. Whenever we were trying to plan for
Missouri
this, and it was literally like only a few minutes difference. And the only reason why Judah got there a few minutes later,
we fucking
is
like
because,
took a wrong turn.
They fucking took a wrong route.
But yeah, no. I don't know if meant. Missouri would be closer on y'all's end, but Memphis is like a direct halfway, so that one of us isn't driving.
It feels like such a short trip for us. It's
like genuinely, I would.
No,
I
would not mind.
I would,
honestly,
if I'm in the car with you, I feel like I wouldn't.
Yeah,
the time would just fly because that's usually how.
Yeah, if I'm like with you guys.
Oh yeah, that's what I. Because whenever I was with my dad,
dude,
I just felt so bored the whole time. And, like, literally, do you remember whenever we drove to the lake and we were, like, directly across from Kentucky or something like that? It literally felt like it took, like, 20 minutes to get there. But it was,
an hour and 30 minutes for me to get to Kentucky, probably an hour for me to get through Kentucky, maybe another hour to get to the Memphis. That feels, like, way on my end and, like, way less time.
What?
Go from ours to Memphis. Missouri?
Yeah,
to
no, Memphis. And I, my, oh, like, I would 1,000% help pay for gas.
I would be completely Memphis, fine with Tennessee. That, like, if I'm with you guys, because, like, being with B, even in his presence, like, B's dad's presence, like, we kind of napped the whole time.
It already felt like a lot, yeah, like, a lot less time. Whenever I was with Judah in the car, it already felt like so much less time than it did on the way there. Like, and the thing is with now, Judah would probably be able to stay longer. Yes,
it is the summer. Like, I would love to, I would be down with staying the whole summer if you guys would be down. Like, if your mom would be okay with that.
I would have to talk to her about it.
If half the summer would be cool with y'all, then that's cool. But I don't want to just stay, like, a week. I hate to say it. I feel like that would be unfair since it is summer.
No. Yeah, no. We would not be staying just sorry, a week. You'd stay well, a lot longer, longer than that. I'd week. Say
we
maybe.
We could do so much stuff. Like, oh my God, like, we could show you all the favorite places. We can go on double dates. We do all good. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Fuck double dates. I'm sorry. No, we can do double dates. Say, I'm joking, but double fuck dates. Double dates.
He's a Steve Rogers kinny, and Steve Rogers fucking Bucky used to drag him on double
because
dates all the time,
no
and he
girls
hates double
like
dates.
What, B so. Likes you? Yeah, Bucky likes me.
Sorry. But yes, I would.
Okay, so. Let's think about, okay, so do you guys
know
when
the
summer starts?
Corona,
well, with me, my school year ends May 8th. My school year ends
Corona
May 8th.
But, like, Corona.
Dude, that's so close from here.
No, like, my school year ends May 8th.
Yeah, that's
like they told me. Like, it ends May 8th.
Well, we're talking about, like, we're worried about the
coronavirus. I mean, I wouldn't, okay. As long as all parties are okay with it, I would not mind. My mom is completely fine with it.
No, I'm okay with you coming down.
Like,
I'm saying Corona because I'm worried
I wouldn't mind either
if we got down here. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Oh, dude, no. Like, it's, we probably, like, more places would probably open up. But also, just being with you guys for, like, a whole summer would be completely fine with me. I mean, I would be going back.
No, like, I'm not saying don't come down here if there's nothing to do. I'm saying you can still come down. I'd be really sad if you came down here and there was, like, everything was still kind of, like, closed and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. But, dude, no, listen, like, being with you guys, like.
Like, we could go.
Dude, whenever we
go
like
camping.
Walked
that was
in
so
the rain,
fun.
Like at 4 a.m., that was so fun. I felt like I was
dude,
in an indie movie.
It made me want to write a book about
that
my
life.
That was
so much fun.
I feel like I was in like a 2000 movie.
Fucking me and B were like pulling a Richie and Eddie, and we were like looking at the sewers and saying, fuck you.
Please stop.
It does
that
not sound
so cringeworthy.
Well then, fine. We're
okay.
Cringy.
Speaking of cringy, let's let Brandon back.
I have to pee really bad. Are you gonna?
Speaking of cringy, Emmy's gonna be like,
no.
I'm a mermaid, and in this essay,
I'm you. Are you hungry? I'm hungry.
Okay.
But Brandon
Emmy's
also wants back.
Man, I just had my mermaid onesie on. What do you want to do?
My mom has a mermaid onesie.
We can either continue.
So we can end the podcast now, and then
maybe
we do it so Brandon
like,
can join.
Because Wade and I hungry, so if we're all down, maybe later we could do it again. But I also want to watch Hereditary.
Okay.
But it just depends on how late everybody is awake.
Okay, sure. That's cool. Oh, dude, I've been staying up.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is
like,
good. I have to get to sleep later.
It just depends on who, like
have,
how long it would take. But don't rush yourselves. Take your time. But yeah.
Yeah, but like I also do want to
talk
more about
that.
Plans.
I'll talk with my grandpa because I'm sure that he would be cool with it as long as we're all like taking safety precautions because my grandpa.
Yeah, my mom would probably be cool with it as long as like we don't like stop at every two places. Like I feel like we would be safe if we just stayed in the car.
Like of
and
course
drove.
Like bathroom breaks, but as long as
and
we don't
not, like
sit there dilly dally, like I think we'll be fine.
And like wear masks when we go inside places, and
masks
like
only keep the
hand
shit
sanitizer,
in, don't
gloves if possible.
Well, the reason why everybody's wearing masks, Wade, is because it's a fucking respiratory
thing. I know, it's a respiratory thing, but the only way you can catch it is through droplets. So unless somebody fucking sneezes or coughs in your face, you're fine.
It just coughs.
Well, the thing is it's like, it's also a reminder mm-hmm. not to touch your face. Because, like, you're wearing the mask, and it's like, oh, I shouldn't be touching my face.
My grandpa, his way of, like, us, me and him personally, like, combating the coronavirus, like, little ninjas, he started, like, putting, like, these packets of, like, it's, like, this carbonated, like, vitamin C, like, orange-flavored, like, powder stuff. And whenever you put it in water, it's, like, it's almost like Fanta. It's almost like Fanta.
Sunny D.
And it's like a vitamin C like drink, and he's been like making us drink it like every day.
Not us, you.
Me and him. And it's so adorable because he'll come and he'll be like, "Have you had your vitamin C yet?" And I'm like, "No." No, not in a weird way. No, I'm sorry, that sounded so weird, but like he'll be like, "Have you had your vitamin C yet?" And I'll be like, "No, can you make it for me?" And he like kind of like walks out and he'll come back in and just hand it to me and like leave, because he's not really a man of words. But he'll just, "Yeah, your vitamin C yet?"
Aww.
And he'll bring it to me.
I just eat my grapefruit.
Yeah, my mom eats grapefruit. She eats the shit like candy.
I really, really, really want to try pomegranates, but I haven't been
able pomegranates! No!
Someone had to say it.
But yeah, everything's cool on my end as long as we take safety precautions. And I mean, if we're all quarantined together, then I think things should be fine. I mean, it's like all of us, it's gonna be like, I mean, come on, if me and B both have the coronavirus and we're quarantined together, I don't really think that I'm gonna have a problem.
Me and
Andrew have the coronavirus, yes. For legal reasons, this is a joke. For legal reasons, this is a joke. Anyways.
What's nobody going to do listening to this podcast?
Can I be funny? Okay. I farted again.
You'd be surprised.
Alright, so... you and Wade.
He bought salmon, and I'm excited because we're gonna
stop flicking my nipple, you weirdo.
Anyway,
flicking my nipple. He bought
salmon fillet thingies at Walmart.
I'm just thinking about you being like flicking Rapunzel's like nipples and Rapunzel's like.
You can eat the mashed potatoes.
Oh
God, though.
Dude, I love mashed potatoes. Guys, I really
have yeah.
So can we end this podcast? God.
Okay. All right, well.
Okay, thank you.
See you guys later.
Goodbye.
My mom!